The handoff between design and development just got a lot less painful. You're listening to Exploring Next, episode 212. I'm Iso, and today Boone and I are diving into OpenAI's new Figma MCP server that creates an actual bridge between Figma designs and Codex code generation.
And not just one direction, this thing goes both ways. You can pull design context from Figma to generate code, then push your live UI back to Figma Canvas.
Which matters because every front-end team I know hits the same wall. Designers iterate in Figma, developers build in code, and somewhere in between, things get lost in translation.
Right, and usually by the time you've got working code, the design has moved on. Or you've made implementation compromises that never make it back to the design file.
Exactly. So what's actually happening under the hood here? How does this MCP server work?
MCP stands for Model Context Protocol. It's OpenAI's way of letting AI assistants connect to external tools. In this case, the Figma MCP server gives Codex direct access to Figma's API through specific tools.
Break that down for me. What does direct access actually mean?
So instead of you manually copying design specs or taking screenshots, Codex can call something like the Get Design Context tool. It pulls layouts, styles, component hierarchies, all the structured data that Figma knows about your designs.
That's huge. We're talking about semantic understanding, not just visual similarity.
Exactly. And the workflow is surprisingly clean. You right-click a frame in Figma, copy the selection URL, then tell Codex to implement that design using your existing component library.
Wait, selection URLs? That's clever. You're not just pointing at a whole file. You're targeting specific frames or components.
Right, and it works across design, make, and FigJam files. So whether you're working with polished mockups or rough FigJam sketches, the context extraction is the same.
Okay, but here's what I really want to understand. How does it go the other direction? From working code back to Figma?
That's where it gets really interesting. There's a Generate Figma design tool that can capture live UI and turn it into editable Figma frames.
Not just screenshots?
Not screenshots. It's analyzing the actual DOM structure, extracting components, preserving the design hierarchy. You end up with real Figma layers you can edit.
How does the capture process actually work?
You tell Codex to set up UI capture, and it injects a toolbar into your running app. You can capture the entire screen or select specific elements, and each capture becomes structured Figma content.
That's actually kind of brilliant. You're not losing fidelity in the round trip.
And that's the key insight here, Izzo. Most design-to-code tools are one-way streets. You generate code once, then you're on your own. This maintains the connection.
So the real value proposition isn't just faster initial development, it's preserving the iteration loop.
Exactly. You're like, designers can keep doing what they do best in Figma, like exploring variations, collaborating on flows, maintaining design systems, and
developers can implement without losing that context when they hit edge cases or need to make technical trade-offs.
Plus, when you push changes back to Figma, they're seeing the actual implementation constraints, not just theoretical designs.
I'm giving this concept an A-. The execution will depend on how well it handles real-world component libraries and design systems.
Fair point. The success really hinges on how accurately it maps between Figma components and your actual React or Vue components.
Right. And adoption will depend on whether teams can integrate this into existing workflows without overhauling everything. Well, it's built on Codex desktop app, which is already designed for multi-agent workflows. So if teams are already using that, the learning curve should be minimal. Boone, what should listeners actually go try if they want to get hands-on with this? First, install the Figma MCP server in the Codex desktop app. There's documentation on OpenAI's Develo,